Good morning, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you this morning. I believe today is Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. I've been running around like crazy and Chris is not feeling well. So it's been quite a week so far. But hello to everybody. Hello to our moderators coming on in our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I have two special guests with me. We are going to basically play What's Wrong With That, and Clay has a ton of information to share about the next leg here of their diabolical plans. So I'm going to open up in prayer, and we are going to bring them on. We have Clay with us and Vidar from Safari Missions. Okay, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your name. Father God, we just humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We honor, Father God, and acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the spotless Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his blood. He miraculously rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, where he has been ruling and reigning victoriously at your right hand forevermore. Father, we just invite your presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit in, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Fill us with all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father God, expose the plots of the enemy, Father God. Expose the works of darkness and iniquity, Father God. Give us the discernment and the vigilance, Father God, to be able to see the enemy's plans before they unfold. Father, we just give you all the glory today. You are the potter. We are most certainly the clay, and you are the author and finisher of our faith. We praise you this day, Father God, in Jesus' name, and bless your holy name. Amen and amen. 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 Okay, we are about to play your favorite game show here on Ark of Grace. What's wrong with that?
Hey, Carter, do you know what time it is?
No.
It's time to play What's Wrong With That?
Oh, my favorite game.
Wow. And now, broadcasting from an undisclosed location, woo! We have our host of the show, Amanda Grace of the place, and Clay Clark. And as a reminder, only you can help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered at least twice to help control the pet population. And now, back to the hostess with the mostest, Amanda Grace, in the place.
You smell like a winner. You smell like USA.
Ladies and
okay, here they are. Our All two right. wonderful gentlemen that are coming on and contestants.
Vidar, how are you, sir?
We are doing very well. It's Wednesday evening here, and I can tell you it's a good day. It's no, I know it's morning there, but we've been through the day, and it's a wonderful day.
Now, Amanda, on today's edition of What's Wrong With That, you, as you and Vidar go head-to-head here, I've got a stack of stuff that is going to absolutely light you guys up, and I encourage everybody at home who's scoring at home here, make sure you keep track of the score, keep track of who's winning, and make sure that you take notes, because what I'm going to share with you today is absolutely mind-boggling, and it's going to all revolve around this idea of humanity trying to create their own synthetic, artificial version of eternal life. And so I got the first clip here ready for you. First clip. This clip right here is called, this organization is called Ectolife, okay? And Ectolife just rolled out their new technology, so I'm going to play this clip for you. And again, this is Ectolife. They're rolling out their new technology. And this technology claims to be able to basically create a baby in a pod. So listen to this, folks. This is about Ectolife. Here we go, folks. Again, Ectolife. Look it up. E-C-T-O Life. L-I-F-E. Ectolife. Here we go.
Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy.
Okay, so question I have for you. What is wrong with that? You got any ideas there, Vidar? What is wrong with that?
Well, life comes from God, and there's a component to it which comes from outside the space-time domain. I'm not sure they have figured out how to get the spiritual component into what life really is. It's more than life is more than what you see just in the tree. God breathed into man and he became a living being. And that's more than just a living soul. That's a living being.
Manda, for a chance to one up him and to steal his mega point, what is wrong with that?
You know, I remember, well, there's a lot wrong with that. And I remember it must have been over 20 years ago. It had to have been in the 80s, which were encroaching, what, on 30 years ago, maybe, or more. There was a movie where people came to Earth in these pods. I forgot the name of the movie, but they had a sequel to it. And this was like 30 years ago. And there were these pods, and they were birthed from another place. And ooh. I'll find the name of it as we're talking. But it's interesting how even back then they were trying to bring this plan forth and show it and normalize it through movies to the population. But the Holy Spirit weaves a spirit and a soul at conception. There is a spirit and there is a soul. So you're only getting one third of the component here in what they think they're doing in the flesh, because God is spirit. And if they don't have that spirit, then they're creating like a Frankenstein science experiment that's going to go terribly wrong.
You know, Vidar, because it is Amanda's show, you unfortunately did not earn any mega points on that first question.
Oh,
Amanda, you have one mega point. You're in the early lead here. Let me continue.
It was cocoon. Someone put it in the chat.
All right. Well, this is, again, December 9th, Ecto Life rolled out this technology. Why I'm sharing this with you is because when you see folks like Yuval Noah Harari and you see folks like Elon Musk talking about offering you eternal life, Elon Musk is now claiming you can download your consciousness and put it into another body. This is what they're talking about. Ecto Life. Let me go to the next clip here. Here we go. The next round of what's wrong with that. Here we go.
Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy. Ectolife allows infertile couple to conceive a baby and become the true biological parents of their own offspring. It's a perfect solution for women who had their uterus surgically removed due to cancer or other complications. With Ectolife, premature births and C-sections will be a thing of the past. Ectolife is designed to help countries that are suffering from severe population decline, including Japan, Bulgaria, South Korea, and many others. The facility features 75 highly equipped labs. Each state-of-the-art lab can accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. Every pod is designed to replicate the exact conditions that exist inside the mother's uterus.
What?
A single building can incubate up to 30,000 lab-grown babies per year.
Vidar, what is wrong with that?
It sounds to me like we're creating lab rats.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Vidar, you have picked up a total of 3 mega points. Great answer, sir. Amanda, we'll give you a chance to counter to one Vidar and a chance to steal his 3 mega points. Amanda, what's wrong with that?
I mean, that was a great line by Vidar. You know, they are trying. The Lord is the master builder of the human body down to the molecular levels that we haven't even discovered yet. The things we can't even see that science hasn't even discovered yet, he knows. So they're thinking that they are going to replicate and duplicate the exact plan that Almighty God has put forth in the human body. Now, if the enemy doesn't even know all of the inner workings, because only God knows, then their duplication and replication, you know what it's going to end up doing? It's going to end up causing a lot of heartache, because as much as they can replicate the womb, as much as they can do this, they cannot replicate the Holy Spirit.
Vidar, In a rare turn of events, this is odd. This would happen here on this game of What's Wrong With That, where the rules are constantly evolving. Amanda was able to steal your mega points, and now she has 4 mega points, and you have 0 mega points, despite being spot on both of your answers so far. It's part of the game. I mean, this is like doing an election in Arizona. You show up, you vote, and if you don't like the way it's going, you know, you just change it. I mean, think about it. The woman in charge of making
I really thought you knew better than running all your scores through the Dominion system here.
But, yeah, we're using Dominion.
I don't know. I'm starting to question.
Here we go. Let me hit play. Let me continue. Again, this is Ecto Life, December 9th of 2022. Here we go.
Life allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment. The pods are made of materials that prevent germs from sticking to their surfaces. Every growth pod features sensors that can monitor your baby's vital signs, including heartbeat, temperature, blood pressure, breathing rate, and oxygen saturation.
This is
the artificial intelligence-based system also monitors the features of your baby and reports any potential genetic abnormalities. The pods are equipped with a screen that displays real-time data on the developmental progress of your baby. These data are sent directly to your phone so you can track your baby's health from the comfort of your zone.
That's comforting.
The app also provides you with a high-resolution live view of your baby's development. A special section in the app allows you to watch a time-lapse of your baby's growth and share it directly with your loved ones.
Klaus Schwab has decided to hop on today's show. Dida, what is wrong with that?
Well, for one, there might be something wrong with that accent, but apart from that, you know, if you just study science, even if you leave out Bible, even if you leave out God, there is something about procreation that is emotional. And there are plenty of studies that have shown that, even studies with apes and monkeys, that without an emotional element, life becomes very short-lived. And here we're creating something that is supposedly the beginning of life, completely void of the emotional element. You're going to be producing a bunch of babies here with all kinds of different problems, just from a scientific, psychological, emotional perspective.
Vidar, you now have earned 12 mega points. Boop, boop. So you have 12 mega points. Amanda has 4. I'm not sure how you got 12 there, but that's just what happens. That's just what happens. I can easily be manipulated as a host, and I happen to love safarimission.org. So I have now given you 12 mega points. Amanda, your chance to steal Vidar's points here. What's wrong with that?
You know what the scary thing is? That A, you don't know who's controlling the lab, and B, it means they have access to put things into these babies as they're growing in order to alter certain things in them. And that's the scary part here, because these people who are desperate to have children are putting their hope not in God, but a mad scientist that is telling them you can watch on an app your baby's growth, but you don't know what they're putting into these babies because there has to be some umbilical cord attached that they feed them with. And you don't know what they're going to put into them to alter and modify them as this continues.
Now, right now, it looks as though Amanda just picked up 8 mega points. So we're now tied 12 to 12 here, folks. Now, I want to play this next clip. This is now, a lot of times people fail to see how things connect. So a lot of times people read the Bible and they go, I don't know what that is. A lot of times they watch Elon Musk's Neuralink presentation. They go, I don't know what that is. And they don't see the connection. Okay. So Elon Musk did this presentation for a company called Neuralink, where he was talking about the future of Neuralink, connecting brains to computers. Listen to what Elon Musk said here, folks.
This is obviously sounding increasingly like a Black Mirror episode. Everything that's encoded in memory, you could upload. You could basically store your memories as a backup and restore the memories. And ultimately, you could potentially download them into a new body or into a robot body. The future is going to be weird.
Vidar, what is wrong with that?
Well, it sounds a lot like we're reading, you know, past Revelations chapter 6. I mean, I've worked with NASA, I've worked in military, aerospace, and different, you know. So this kind of stuff is stuff that I've actually known about for, I don't know, 25 years or so. It's not surprising, but again, it's very, very artificial. I would much rather live life in a way that I download things from God. I mean, thank God for education and then educating our mind and all that. That's fine. But the God component is just completely missing. And so you're creating beings that are basically just walking libraries around, but they now have no spiritual growth to them.
You picked up 10 mega points. You're now at 22 mega points. And now you have an opportunity to double those points because we were going into, this is the daily double. Woo-woo! So the daily double. Now, let me explain how the daily double works here, okay? Because a lot of people are new to this information. They're hearing this for the first time. This is a question I'm going to ask your opportunity to double your mega points here. What is wrong with conservatives not speaking about or celebrating the overturning of Roe versus Wade while simultaneously praising Elon Musk, who claims to be able to offer humanity eternal life via Neuralink?
Well, I think there's a two-component question there. But first of all, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. We learned that in Nazi Germany in the 40s.
Was that Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said that?
That is a Dietrich Bonhoeffer for quote, and it's not just a quote, it really is a way of life. And many times it may cost something to stand up and say something, but silence in the face of evil is itself evil. I think that's a very good mantra to live by. As regards to all the various companies that Mr. Musk is starting, you know, if you look at Tesla, that is not a zero emissions deal going on there. Now we're burning coal just outside of the car to create electricity to put it into the car. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you all kinds of horror stories from the Congo where the resources for those batteries are coming out of. There's all kinds of stuff here. So, you know, outside of Christ, at best, you can become a mixed pod of mixing some good ideas and some evil ideas together there. And I think that's partly what's happening.
Now, just because I happen to appreciate Bonhoeffer and his decision to stand up against Adolf Hitler, you've received what we call the Bonhoeffer bonus, which means you now have picked up 1,000 points. You're at 1,022 mega points. Amanda's in second with 12 mega points, but it is her show. We'll see what happens. We're moving on to our next clip here. You never want the host to lose. I mean, you never want to, you want to be fair and balanced. We need to count the ballots. Let me continue. Let me play the next clip here. Here we go.
Okay.
Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy.
I want to get your thoughts again, because a lot of people are celebrating this online right now. Amanda Grace, what's wrong with creating the world's first artificial womb facility?
Well, let's go back. Let's go back biblically to not only Genesis, but the book of Yasher or Jasher, which is part of the Apocrypha, which is basically Jewish historical text that was written. And in chapter 4, of that book, which coincides with the account of Noah in Genesis and what happened, one of the reasons the flood came was because they began to genetically mix not only different types of animals together and genetically alter the purity of God's creation, but then you had the whole, we'll call it Nephilim gate, that happened where, you know, fallen angels made a pact on Mount Hermon, and they ended up having this offspring that was freakishly genetically altered and began to wreak total havoc on the earth. So this is the path that they have gone down.
Now, Vidar,
Wizard of Oz.
Vidar picked up 1,000 points with the Bonhoeffer bonus. You just picked up 2,000 points here with the Jasher or the Yasher references. Anytime someone references that book, they pick up 2,000 points. Vidar, hate to tell you, but you're lacking. You're, you know, she's got 2,012 points. You have 1,022 points. I know the main reason that you wake up every day and do the missions outreach that you do at safarimission.org is not to win mega points, but I know it is important to you. I'm sorry you're trailing here, but let me continue with the next clip here. Here we go, folks.
how to engineer.
This is Yuval Noah Harari. Speaking out loud at the World Economic Forum. Listen to what he says, followed by Grimes. This is Elon Musk's on and again, off again girlfriend. Listen to this, folks. This will blow your mind.
A single building can incubate up to 30,000 lab-grown babies per year.
Yuval Noah Harari.
We will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. These will be the main products of the economy, of the 21st century economy.
Hello, you're dead, but because you had a neural lace, your memory's uploaded. Do you want to choose a new body and you're going to be born here in the culture and like start a new life?
You could also save state.
And save state?
Save state, like save your brain state, like a save game in a video game.
Whoa. like if you want to swap from Windows 95.
Well, probably a little better than that, but yeah.
I think we are Windows 95 right now.
Yeah. From a future perspective, probably. But yeah, I mean, you could save state and restore that state into a biological being if you wanted to in the future. In principle, there's like nothing like from a physics standpoint that prevents us. Now, you'd be a little different, but then you're also a little different when you wake up in the morning from yesterday.
Could you imagine that one day we would be able to download our human brain capacity into a Optimus?
Yes. I think that is, I'm not saying this is, I think it is possible, I think, to do that. It is possible.
Which would be a different way of eternal life, because we would also download our personalities into a body.
Yes, we could download the things that we believe make ourselves unique. Now, of course, if you're not in a body anymore, that there's definitely going to be some difference there, you know.
Vidar, what is wrong with that?
Where do you start? Where do you start? you know, God is a spirit, and everything we're talking about here, or what these guys are talking about, is all materialistic ideas in the time-space domain. There is a domain that these guys don't understand. There is a spiritual domain, which is just as real or even more real than the time-space domain. And so they can play whatever games they want in the time-space domain, but we are connected to a spiritual domain that these guys don't understand. And so I think they're in for some surprises here. I think they're in for some real surprises.
Vidar, you picked up 777 points. Now you have 1,799 points. Amanda's still in the lead with 2,012 points. Amanda, for a chance to steal all of Vidar's 1,799 materialistic mega points, what's wrong with that?
You know, this is some of the same ideas of the serpent that they have tried to sell for a very long time. Because if you look at Hinduism, I think it's in Hinduism, not only, you know, do they have so many false gods and demons that they worship, but they believe in reincarnation.
There you go.
And these false gods and these demons have put that idea first in the spirit and birthed it into the earth. So this is just being repackaged to try to prey on the weakness, A, of people that can't conceive, or of women that have lost, female organs younger, where they can't actually carry a child. So what they do is they try to prey on that, because Satan comes as an angel of light, and make it to be a good thing. But really, this is Pandora's box here that we're opening. It's reincarnation, repackaged to try to resell it to the modern world.
And by the way, we've been working with we've been trying to really try to harness the creative, we'll say, accounting that they do in Arizona to count ballots. We've been trying to use that same sort of creative mindset. And anytime someone uses the phrase Pandora, they ultimately get to steal all the mega points. So Amanda, you're now at 3,811 mega points. Incredible how that works. So we were counting the ballots. We were counting that. That's how it is. We play the final clip here of what's wrong with that today. And again, folks, the world is celebrating. Here's why I'm hammering this today, is the world is celebrating Ecto Life. People are, look online, people are like, woo, this is a birth without pain. Woo! This is no more miscarriages. Woo! No more genetic defects. Woo! Elon Musk's going to give people eternal life. Woo! We can download the memories of Grandpa. Woo! He's freeing us on Twitter. Woo! And this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. Now, this next clip I'm going to play here is a lot of people are not really aware of what's happening. There's this thing right now that's being introduced called central bank digital currencies. And a lot of people are not familiar with central bank digital currencies, programmable central bank digital currencies. And these programmable central bank digital currencies, these particular currencies are being rolled out right now. So you're having FTX, which is a form of cryptocurrency that is collapsing. You have this again, you have a cryptocurrency called FTX that is collapsing. And at the same time as the central bank digital currencies are collapsing, you're seeing this rush to introduce central bank digital currencies as this cryptocurrency is collapsing. Also, you're seeing right now epic inflation. The value of the dollar is being destroyed right now. Meanwhile, you're seeing the introduction of central bank digital currencies. Now, the Bank of International Settlements is reporting they can't find $80 trillion. Folks, I want you, everyone, to look this up today. Assume that I've injured my brain. I want everyone to look this up. Type in 80 trillion. There's not a lot of things, by the way, that come up when you type in 80 trillion. This is from Reuters. It reports here. Reuters, December 5th. Pension funds. How many of you have a pension fund? We're watching right now. Pension funds and other non-bank financial firms have more than 80 trillion of hidden off-balance dollar debt and foreign exchange swaps, meaning, oops, we can't find $80 trillion. So again, the value of fiat currency is being destroyed. The safe haven that some people thought was cryptocurrencies is being destroyed. And we're saying, oops, we can't find $80 trillion. So listen to this, folks, okay? This voice you're going to hear is Catherine Austin Fitz. And we're going to play our final clip here for today's edition of What's Wrong With That. Listen to this, folks. This will absolutely blow your mind. Catherine Austin Fitz is an investment banker, highly respected. Listen in, folks. Have ears to hear. Here we go.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary, The Princes of the Yen, about the Japanese central bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden, in May.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Well,
but I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it.
Tell us what it is.
He was invited to one of the old central banks in Europe that are very much promoting this.
Okay, tell us.
And they showed him. And, you know, he's a top executive director of another central bank in Europe, and there's no reason to believe that he was telling me a story. And he was around this large.
Okay.
And would be implanted under your skin.
A British company has an idea that would let you ditch your wallet or purse and still be able to pay for things. The company WalletMore says the $300 chip is the size of a grain of rice. You'd most likely have it implanted in your hand. And once it's activated, you can use it at a checkout by just swiping your hand over the card reader.
FTX blew up in spectacular fashion. It looks like fraud. But in the wake of that, rather than thinking through, like, why did regulators let this happen? There's a new effort underway to regulate every single financial transaction that occurs in this country through something called the Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
So you might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed.
Glenn Beck.
But they started their CBDC. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Whoa! Vidar, what is wrong with that?
Well, I'm just reading here from Revelation chapter 13 that it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. And so now all the technology is there with the central bank currency. You know, every single transaction is digital. It's trackable. And it's a simple thing to just turn off all freedom with the push of a button, because you now make it so that it becomes impossible to transact anything. We've known about this for 2,000 years, so it's old news, Clay. It's old news.
Now, Vidar, anytime you can reference the Mark of the Beast and say old news, you get to steal the host of the show's points. You now have ended the show with 7,622 points. Amanda, you do get a copy of the home game, a home edition of the home game. You can play this game at home because you are broadcasting from your home. But unfortunately, you wrapped up this round with 0 mega points. Vidar has 7,622 mega points. But in all sincerity, I wanted to land this plane with some action steps here. You have people like Vidar at Safari Mission. Vidar will be joining us on the Reawaken America Tour, and he has been joining us. Amanda, you're on the Reawaken America Tour, and what we're doing is we're going into the world, and we're sharing the gospel. And people don't have ears to hear, that don't understand the gospel, that have no knowledge of the Bible, they see Ecto Life, and they go, oh, awesome, eternal life. Yes, this is great. I can make a designer baby. Great, Neuralink, awesome. Twitter, yes. Woo! They celebrate these people as false saviors. People, though, that have discernment, that know the Bible, go, that's the mark of the beast. We know about that, old news. So I would like to go to Vidar real quick with Safari Mission. And Vidar, can you explain how you at Safari Mission, I've known you for years, and companies I'm involved with donate to you consistently. What are you doing at safarimission.org right now to reach the lost and to share the gospel?
Well, I just had a man show up at my office yesterday. He's a military chaplain on the northeastern border area of Kenya, border to Somalia. It's Al-Qaeda-infested area. Went to our training program. Since then, he has opened 8 churches. We looked for years trying to find somebody opening churches in this area. So opening churches in very, very hard-to-reach areas. I could talk about Goma. I could talk about Eastern Congo. I could talk about all kinds of hardship areas. So that's one thing that we're doing. A second thing that we're doing is we are helping people get rid of what we call the dependency syndrome. And everybody wants parents, they want government, they want some rich uncle or somebody else to do stuff for them. But help people to learn how to become resourceful, how to come up with solutions to whatever problems that they are in, and create lives that are self-propelling, in a sense, teaching their own kids how to live life in a non-dependent way. A lot of farming principles, a lot of starting business principles. We don't go in with capital. It's not needed. The resources are here. The resources are in our backyards. What we need is the knowledge and the understanding for how to tap into what is already there. We see tons and tons of businesses that are started from scratch, from nothing, thriving. I talked to one guy a week ago. He's got 35 employees at his new farm. No rain for 18 months. Now they're learning how to tap into water. All kinds of great, great things are happening here.
Vidar, you have some awesome images I would typically love to show, but just because I were set up today, I can't do that. But I want to just brag on you for a second here. And Amanda, you've seen this. A lot of people are debating whether they should donate $8 a month to Elon Musk, who just said, you heard him say it, that he wants to be able to help you download your consciousness to another body, offering you eternal life. People are thinking about donating $8 a month to Twitter or paying $8 a month to Twitter. I would argue people should be sowing seeds of $8 a month to Safari Mission or something like Ark of Grace Ministries. I really do believe that. And so I went just for a second. It was crazy. I left the matrix of Twitter and I went to safarimission.org. And I see here, Vidar, you're saying you help build Africa for as little as $5 a month. What's that call to action? And I mean, because I know what you do with the money. I know people who've donated to you for years. Organizations that I am personally a partner of, we donate to you each and every month because I know you're transparent with your finances. But if I get out of my comfort zone and I take $8 a month and send it your way as opposed to sending it to Twitter, what are you doing with it?
Well, you can go on the website at safarimission.org. You can download all of our financials and you can scrutinize and you can analyze what we're actually doing with the money. But I'll give it in a snapshot for you. What we do with that is we train people how to become productive. So all that, the funds that are sent in, it goes to train leaders. We go into remote areas, all kinds of different areas of here in East Africa, and we train people to throw off the dependency of what the UN, various governments are trying to keep people in bondage, economic bondage, keep them dependent on their systems. We train people on how to get out of that. We train people how to start churches, how to start businesses, and how to create a growing society with the resources that are available locally.
And everybody, I encourage everybody to go to safarimission.org, fill out that form so Vidar and his team can get in touch with you. Again, I know thousands of people who made a one-time decision to donate to an organization of some kind. Amanda, I've seen people donate to you. I've seen people donate to Vidar, who've been immensely blessed by just taking the one-time decision to go to a website, set it and forget it, donate a monthly amount. It's powerful. I want to ask you this, Amanda. You're going to, this year, as we do the Reawaken America tour, we're going to Nashville on January 20th and 21st. Mm-hmm. You're going to see Eric Trump and Julie Green and yourself and Leon Benjamin and Mike Lindell and General Flynn and Sean Foyt and Jim Brewer and 71 speakers. And Vidar is going to be joining us there via Zoom. I mean, you're going to see 71 speakers. And people, go to timetofreeamerica.com. We let people name their price. Amanda, you're not making income on these things. Vidar isn't making income. I don't make any money on these things. We let people name their price. And people always say, why do you do it? So, man, I had two questions for you. One is, you know, why do you come to the Reawaken America track? Why do you do that? And then also, people will see myself and people like Laura Logan oftentimes speaking at other things. And they always ask me, well, why are you going to another event and speaking? My whole thing, I'm trying to share the gospel with people that need it. I'm not trying to just preach to the choir. So my two questions for you, Amanda, would be, why do you speak at the Reawaken America tour? And why might people see you in the future, potentially at other events, you know, sharing the gospel with other groups?
Well, I speak because the Lord has called us to go into the highways and the byways and to be salt and be light and to speak the truth of God and the truth of what is happening and to be bold and courageous and to stand firm in our faith in the Lord and help lead people to the knowledge of the truth and a relationship with Jesus Christ. So I do it because we're called to do it. The Lord has called us to do this. And going into other, if we are asked to speak also at other events, it is to go and share the word of the Lord. It is to go in there and speak the word of the Lord and let the power of God hit that place. That is why we do it.
Now, I wanted to ask you both this. So I'm going to do kind of a fun special here, okay? So we have just under 1,100 tickets left for the Reawaken America Tour in Nashville, just under 1,100 tickets. We're getting one ticket request about every 5 minutes right now. But if anybody goes to safarimission.org or Ark of Grace Ministries, arkofgrace-ministries.com, if you go there and you donate anything at all in the next 24 hours to either one of your organizations, we are going to give people a chance to win a backstage pass at the Reawaken America Tour. So how does it work? If you donate anything to safarimission.org or Ark of Grace Ministries, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. So when you buy your ticket, you'll be entered in, and we're going to announce that winner here, folks, in the next 48 hours. Okay, so this show is being recorded on the 14th of December. I will announce the winner of the backstage pass previous to December 17th. So all you got to do is donate something to safarimission.org or Ark of Grace Ministries. And then what you'll do is you're going to text proof of donation or proof of purchase to the following phone number, 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. Again, that's 918-851-0102. So I wanted to ask you, get this guy in closing there, Vidar, if people want to donate to safarimission.org, how do they go about doing that?
Well, easiest way is just hop on safarimission.org. There's a donate button there, and you can select the recurring or you can select one time. There's also information there for writing a check, texting in via phone. Just go to the website and all the information is there. I also want to say that if you want the message that we help people get free, you know, there's freedom in Christ, and Christ wants us to have economic freedom as well. Just hop on the website. I'll send you this PDF for free. Just drop us a note. And we'll get this PDF of this book to you. Lots of practical principles. We have people running for political office. We have people starting businesses, all kinds of stuff, just from reading the book and applying the principles.
And that's right there on the homepage. You can donate there, folks, right there on the homepage at safarimission.org. And the reason why I encourage people to do this is because I know where the money goes. I know what you're doing with it. I know the people you're helping. I know the people that you're blessing. Vidar, you're helping people all around the world. Amanda, you're also helping people all around the world. Yes, and so just to make this very easy, if you donate anything, folks, just take a screenshot of that, okay, and text that to 918-851-0102. Or if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and request a ticket, if you just provide proof of purchase, then I'm not going to browbeat you on it. If you're somebody out there that's going to lie to me about donating, well, power to you. By the way, God's watching. But I just would encourage everybody to donate something today and then go to timetofreeamerica.com. And we have 71 speakers. We have baptisms on Friday night, a meet and greet on Friday night. Doors open up at 6 a.m. Praise and worship starts at 8 a.m. And we go nonstop until 8 p.m. And the lineup continues to grow. Peter Navarro, Trump's right-hand man, will be there. Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Amanda Grace, Vidar Lagarde. It's going to be hot. Amanda, I appreciate you guys for what you do. And Vidar, I wanted to ask you this, just one final question here. Why do you both do missions? Because I've never felt called to do missions at all until the Great Reset. Now I feel like that's all I'm doing. I'm kind of a struggling evangelist. You guys have been in the trenches for years. Vidar, why do you do missions?
To me, it's very simple. Christ set me free, and I want other people to have the same freedom in Christ that Christ gave me. I love life. I want other people to love life. And not only is it freedom spiritually, freedom from sin, but it's economic freedom as well. And so we love to see people throw off the shackles of bondage of all various kinds. We just love it to see people set free.
Amanda, I see so many people that you pray for at Three Awakened Tour. They come to the events, and there's always a line of about 100 to 200 people in line wanting to meet you and shake your hand and pray with you. Why do you do missions?
Because we are called as believers to follow Jesus and to go on the path he went. And he went into the villages and the towns and the squares. And he helped the sick, poor, needy, widow, and orphan. And he healed so many that it couldn't even be contained in a book. It couldn't all even be written down. He healed and helped so many people. And I feel Jesus healed me. I was paralyzed in a wheelchair. I was on death's door at one point in my life. And then the Lord restored me. And then he spared the life of my husband when he had an enormous rupture in his brain that doctors deemed totally insurvivable. So if God has extended all of that grace to me, and we have experienced his power, we are called then to have others experience his power too and lay hands on them as well. And we also, we do the animal sanctuary, which is a reflection of the heart of God, because these animals come broken, orphaned, abandoned, and that's kind of the state God finds us in. And right. He takes us and he works with us and he loves us, and that's what we do with these animals, and they're restored. But we do Mission Christ Love too. People that are in terrible circumstances, terrible situations, that have been struck with catastrophic, situations, we come in and we help them, and we help them get back on their feet. We help them get things they need in order to start a business, or in order to go to school, to learn a skill. Their pipes burst, their animals need emergency surgery, their child has cancer.
Right.
We step in and we help them with that.
And I'll just say this again. I know people that donate to both your organizations who've been blessed. My wife and I have donated, Amanda, to your organization, our organization, Tip Top Canine, that I'm a part of. Vidar, we ongoing donate to you guys. And I can't speak highly enough about both of you. And Vidar, I'll harass you Friday morning, 7:30 Central Time, I guess, and Africa time. I'm not sure what time that is, but it's great to see you guys. And I appreciate you very much. And I hate to say it, but Vidar, you are the winner of today's edition of What's Wrong With It. I mean, you did finish in second place, and you won a copy of the home game.
I'm filing a lawsuit.
Oh, okay. That's even par for the course. Take care, guys.
God bless everyone. Thank you, gentlemen.
Blessings.
Aye, blessings, Vidar. Okay. That concludes our What's Wrong With That episode. Now, why do we do What's Wrong With That? Well, because we have to be vigilant, we have to be aware of what's going on, and we have to be able to discern. So we try to give you that information in an engaging way that will make you laugh a little too, but help you learn at the same time. I will tell you this, that in the book of Revelation, The word that is used for mark in Mark of the Beast is haragma. It's C-H-A-R-A-G-M-A, I believe is how it's spelled. And it literally means to be branded like cattle. And when cattle are branded, that mark is visible to any rancher to know these cattle belong to this ranch. There is no questioning. There is no mistaking. It is on their skin. It is branded into their skin. So I believe this is the path to the mark, but I believe the mark is going to be visible, completely visible to the naked eye, where there is going to be no question who they serve. Because the word that John used was to be branded like cattle. So I wanted to share that bit of information with you, to expand on this. But yes, are these the cobblestones in that path? Yes, they are. And this is why we have to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. We have to discern. We have to be aware of what's going on. We don't have to immerse ourselves in rabbit holes, because when you go down rabbit holes, it gets really dark down there and everything looks the same and there's no discernment. But we can be aware and be vigilant about what's going on. Paul tells us to be vigilant, be sober-minded and be vigilant. And so it's okay to be aware of what's going on. So we try to do it in a way that is engaging for you and sort of lightens the heaviness of it while you learn. And so this is why we like to do this stuff every now and then. And Clay comes on and Vidar comes on. Safari Missions is a wonderful organization. They do such incredible work in Africa. Vidar loves the Lord so much. And so we have been happy to give to them as well. And so you can go to safarimissions.org for that. So this concludes our broadcast for today. We will make an announcement because I will be going live tomorrow. So tomorrow, Thursday, I will be going live. The Lord has begun to give me a word from the Lord, and we're going to talk about some other things that we see happening right now and some prophecy come to pass. So we'll announce the time for that as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Grace the Dove has been out and about. I'm not sure where she is at the moment. She's totally out of screen at the moment, so I can't really see her in back of me, but she is out and about as well. And yeah, so thank you, everyone, for joining us. And God bless you all. I'm so glad you all are enjoying Grace Out Loud. I'm praying about and considering maybe if Marty agrees to do it 3 times a month, Grace Out Loud, because we are called to teach and we are called, prophecy and teaching go hand in hand. Okay. So really you have to teach also with prophecy. Okay. You're giving the word of the Lord and that's wonderful, but you have to teach because people have to learn and they have to grow to understand the times and the seasons and the ways of God and why God prophetically says what he says. So we're praying about that also. And we'll see if maybe we can do that for you or we can move in that direction, but we'll let you know. But we love having Marty on as well with Grace Out Loud. I'd love to see the Holy Spirit flow and work through him and his wife, Jenny, as well. So praise the Lord. And just pray for Chris. Chris is not feeling well. He's had a rough few days. His mind is a little foggy from it. So he's a little more irritable just a little maybe jumpier than normal. I sort of babied him last night. I made him homemade chicken soup. And I stopped everything I was doing to cook and to just kind of take care of him. And so basically just pray for him right now, that he feels better, and pray for me that my immunity stays up through it. Praise God, the Lord has given me an amazing immune system, because at one point I had no immune system and I was on something called IVIG treatments, which are called immunoglobulin, which are literally human white blood cells that are intravenously put into your body to give you an immune system. So I praise God now that he has given me and restored unto me a wonderful immune system to help me. But just pray for me. Pray for Chris right now, please. We want a quick recovery here. I have him taking elderberry and vitamin C as well with this. And yes, and so we may, I may call upon Dr. Sherwood to see what else we can give Chris. But yes, so that we're at 50 minutes right now. We're almost at an hour. So thank you everyone for your prayers. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you all. Keep the faith. We love you. Armor up according to Ephesians 6. And we will, I'll be back on tomorrow. We'll make the announcement. God bless everyone. Oh, before we go, see, I'm telling you, I've been all over the place the past few days. But before we go, I'm going to put up the couple, I'm just going to put up a couple things here as we always do. This is Andrew Sorcini with Beverly Hills Precious Metals. You can go to bh-pm.com. They have new client information there. He is very knowledgeable in all things gold, silver, precious metals, markets, things of that nature. He loves to come on and answer your questions, even if it's not about gold and silver, even if it's about market and real estate markets. And he really likes to come on and answer your questions. So we will have him back on soon. But they are very knowledgeable in this. And if you are interested at all in precious metals or gold and silver and that and things of that nature, you can go to bh-pm.com today. Also, this is one of our newer sponsors. If you go to qepain.com/arc, this is QE Strong pain patches that are based on quantum physics, and they literally have on these patches, I think it's 40 scripture verses written into these patches having to do with either pain. They have ones for blood sugar. They have ones for dogs, even for dog pain. And we have tried these patches. My VP has tried these patches, and they work, and they are an alternative to the pharmaceutical conglomerates and black hole that is going on in the pharmaceutical area. So they are definitely an alternative to try if you are suffering from pain. They have ones for blood sugar. They have ones for immunity. They have so many. So if you go to qepain.com/arc, you can read all about it. Rick Renee from Blessed to Teach and his brother have this company, and we are happy to be a blessing to them. Okay. We will make the announcement on the time for tomorrow. So just look for the announcement. It's probably going to be later on in the day. And so we will announce. We will announce. So we'll see you tomorrow, everyone. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace. And I wanted to tell you, if you are interested in where you should invest, financial matters, if precious metals, if gold and silver is something that you should invest in or should be a part of your portfolio, please go to bh-pm.com. That is bh-pm.com. Beverly Hills Precious Metals, Andrew Sorcini, who has been on Art of Grace before. He loves to answer our viewers' questions, is more than happy to guide you and to answer your questions and to help you in those financial matters. So please go to bh-pm.com today. Thank you, everyone. God bless. You want to support an amazing patriot that's doing so much for our country and be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. They have amazing bathrobes, they have sheets, they have slippers, they of course have pillows, and they even have dog beds. And I will tell you a fun fact. Noble, our pig at the animal sanctuary that many of you know and love, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you'd like to be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK. God bless everyone. If you are looking for an excellent doctor, if you are looking to get healthier, if you are looking for guidance, go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. Dr. Mark Sherwood and his lovely wife, Dr. Michelle, have the Functional Medical Institute in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Both myself and my husband, Chris, and let me tell you, God bless Dr. Sherwood, because Chris was a tough nut to crack on this. But Chris is finally on board, and we are both patients of his, I have to tell you, they have helped us tremendously. They also have an amazing line of products that are excellent for your health and can help you get your health back on track. So if you would like to make an appointment with them, or you want to go see what they are all about, what products they have, you can go to Sherwood.tv/Amanda Grace. If you would like to grow your own food with what we see going on right now in the world, with not only food supplies, but what they are doing to our food, you can go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. These are amazing hydroponic growers. In fact, we have one in our parrot room, and this is an indoor one we have where you can grow food all year round, actually, vegetables all year round. And we are doing that actually for our birds and our animals at our sanctuary. They also have outdoor ones. They actually yield 30% more and grow the vegetables 3 times faster. So if you would like to learn more, go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. God bless.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies. I speak there. I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
Yeah, you got the wrong one if you think I'm bowing to this nonsense anytime soon. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not playing and messing around. Just in case you've never been introduced to a church like ours, guess what? In January, the Reawaken tour is coming to our place. Hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open. I told Clay, just come on in, make a mess in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Psst, ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America tour, we've had Mel Kay, late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mike Ovitz, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available. Whoa. typically when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America Tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, with Clay Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
Remember this one? Well, actually,
yeah,
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa.